Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Hello, Nonkululeko.
Hi, how are you?
Very well, thank you. How are you, Sissy?
I'm good, thank you.
Well, wonderful, wonderful. Thank you, man, so for joining us. It's been fantastic. Now, we're going to be talking about the social media and the workplace. And we know that as of 2021, 4.5 billion people, which is more than half of the global population currently, they do possess a social media account. But what happens when your social media activity intersects with your personal or professional life, rather? And so many employees ask this question: can you be fired for social media posts made outside of work hours? Unfortunately, the answer is not always straightforward. So I want to explore some key considerations regarding employment and social media use, including potential reputational risks, social media policies and legal protections, etc. And so we understand that you are no stranger to all of these issues. And of course, Nonkululeko is also very familiar with the show here on the Adventist World Radio, the Maranatha Drive. She's an admitted attorney employed as lead employee relations and governance at Coca-Cola Beverages in South Africa, with extensive experience in employee litigation and the CCMA together with the Labour Court. Now, Nonkululeko, before we even talk about possibly getting disciplined or fired for social media posts, can one's social media activity affect whether they even get the job in the first place?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I mean, we see a lot of employers these days looking at one's social media accounts, be it, your LinkedIn, firstly, as a starting point, your Twitter, your Facebook, to see what exactly it is that you're posting. Because what it is that you're posting, speaks to, who you are, your views, and it can definitely make an impact on one's potential to be employed. Very important for individuals to take heed of the fact that notwithstanding that it's your social media account and you might have freedom of expression,
and it's a personal one,
it's a personal account, that right, that freedom of expression is not unlimited, because where it hinges or infringes on one's dignity, one's rights, it can definitely impact, your potential to be employed. So it's very important for people to be aware of that.
Okay, that's quite interesting. Now, talk to us about before we get that to that, is one social media considered a private space? I mean, you already alluded to the fact that notwithstanding that it's private, but they consider it. Why can't they just leave it there? It's a private space. That's what he does at his personal time. It does not affect our business here.
Yeah, look, it is considered one's private space, but remember that employees can be disciplined and even dismissed for off-duty misconduct. So even in instances where it doesn't necessarily relate to social media, where an employee is found to have done something off-site whilst off-duty that has an impact on the business, you can certainly be disciplined for it. And social media is not, it's definitely included in that as well. We've seen many cases of employees, posting, making comments, that are sort of untoward, that don't align with, one's employer, that may not align with one's employer and the employer's, brand and what the employer stands for. But to the extent where that misconduct has an impact on the employer in some way, where it might bring into disrepute the name of that employer, the employee can certainly be disciplined for it. You might also, in certain instances, have employers who may have social media policies. I mean, not every employer has those in place, but we are seeing a lot of employers, understanding the gravity of, social media and what employees may post, and actually putting in place various policies, which then you know, specifically states and, you know, indicates to employees what exactly the rule is in relation to social media, that notwithstanding that you're doing this outside, it's your Facebook, it's your Twitter, you have certain parameters, you know, in terms of which you can post and what you can post and what you can say.
Yeah, well, it's but if it doesn't affect the employer, would it still be a problem?
No, so that's where the link comes in for off-duty misconduct. The importance is that it needs to link the employer somehow. It needs to damage, you know, the employer's brand or bring into disrepute the employer's name. And that's where the link comes in. Of course, you know, you may have some instances where the employer's brand doesn't come in at all. But someone, an employee, posts something racist, you know, sexist, those would be grounds in any event to discipline, you know, employee, whether or not it touches, you know, the employer's name. Yeah, we've seen many cases as well in the past of, you know, individuals posting racist, defamatory, you know, discriminatory comments on Twitter or Facebook and actually getting dismissed for them.
Now, there was a case recently, I think we saw in the social media pages, of this lady who was on an aeroplane. Of course, she was intoxicated, as it looks. Having an altercation with the, you know, on-air staff, you know, a case like that may not necessarily affect the employer directly. Would you think that your view is, what would be your view? Would that be tarnishing the employer's name still?
Yeah, look, I mean, her employer's name was dragged into it. Her employer's name was certainly dragged into that incident. And I think the individual was actually the brand manager, you know, so quite a senior employee. So there would be grounds for that employer to actually, you know, take disciplinary action up to and including dismissal as well. The name of that employer has been brought to play, has been brought to the mix. You know, she's been highlighted to be a senior employee. It's been highlighted that her conduct and her statements also that she had made, importantly, you know, do not align with those of the brand. So they would certainly, there would certainly be grounds to take disciplinary action up to including dismissal in that instance.
Interesting. Now, what would you say are the, you know, legal considerations and employee rights with regards to social media activity?
Look, I think that as employees, I think I've highlighted that whilst, you know, you do have that right to, you know, your freedom of expression, and that's a right that we all have, that you just do need to take heed that that right is not unlimited, that it can be limited where, you know, you post or you make comments that may infringe on one's dignity, on one's integrity and that sort of thing. It's also important to consider if you are an employee, whether your employer has a social media policy in place. You know, what we also see a lot of individuals putting on their social media profiles is that their views are not that of the employer. But that doesn't always fly. You know, even if you make that disclaimer in your profile, it might not always fly to the extent that whatever comment that you make has, you know, an impact on your employer's business. So always, important to consider, you know, do we have a social media policy in place? But also, even if we don't, if my conduct as an employee infringes on, you know, the employer's brand, I can be disciplined for it and I can even be dismissed. So, yeah, very important to consider that. I think as an employee, as an individual, in any event, just always taking into consideration that, look, what I post, would I be able to say that to someone, you know, excuse me, face to face? Is what I'm saying something that I'd be willing to stand by, you know, So I think it's those are some considerations that just need to be considered by an employee. Excuse me.
Now, can liking or retweeting a post that is controversial, but that's really not created by yourself. You just simply liked it. Could it cause problems for you?
Absolutely.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. I've dealt with cases as well where even a like or even a retweet, I mean, it shows that you are aligning yourself with whatever, that comment might be. So it's very important to, just be careful. Social media is a very tricky space. It's fun. It's definitely very fun and funny. But also very important to just, be careful and be aware that whatever it is that you're liking, commenting on or retweeting, it shows that you are aligning yourself with whatever that comment might be. So absolutely. Mm. Absolutely.
Yeah. I didn't know that even liking a comment could actually be a problem, eh?
Yeah, no, absolutely can be. And an employer would definitely have grounds and has had grounds, in the past to argue that.
Mm-hmm.
It's also interesting because, there's lots of CCMA litigation around this, where employers have dismissed employees for liking, I don't want to say controversial, but very serious comments or retweeting serious comments that don't align, with the employer's brand. They've definitely been litigated upon in the CCMA, but they're very few that have gone above that and gone to your labor court, your labor appeal court, etc.
I recently, I think last year sometime, listened to one political head in one of the political parties, complaining about one's subordinate's partner liking a particular comment from a rival political party. But this was not the subordinate, really. It was his partner. And it looked like it caused some consternation, and many people spoke about it on social media, saying that no, this guy is a dictator, and what so and whatever the case is. So, would my partner's like and retweets affect me and my job?
No, look, that would be different from an employment law point of view. What your partner is liking or retweeting is not what you are liking and retweeting. To the extent that you are not liking and retweeting and commenting on that, then you should be as an employee. So that, it just goes back to that principle of off-duty misconduct.
Yes.
You can be disciplined, you can be dismissed for off-duty misconduct. However, it must just have that link or that bearing or that impact, to the employer. The employer needs to be able to show that.
I think it's quite necessary that people should actually take heed of all of these things. Now, lastly, I've got a question here that's coming on the line, actually, +27 734 703520. And anyone of you listening, if you have a question, please do send it to us on that number. Here's a question coming out online. It says, what about controversial comments made in a private setting? Can they also get one in trouble?
Controversial comments made in a private setting. So I'm assuming that those are comments outside of social media?
I think so. This is what is written here.
So controversial comments made outside of the workplace. Yes, again, it's off-duty. If it is off-duty misconduct, if it constitutes off-duty misconduct, if it's a racist comment that you are making outside of the workplace, if it's a sexist comment that you are making outside of the workplace, if it's a comment that doesn't align with, your employer's disciplinary code, your employer's brand, and it has a link to your employer, certainly you can be disciplined for that. You can be dismissed for that. Yeah, absolutely.
My goodness. So, for instance, if I said something to a friend, so I post a message to a friend, maybe we're having a chat on WhatsApp, and they screen grab that and they put that on their WhatsApp status.
Absolutely.
And now, now somebody else sees it, but really, it's not, you know. I mean, it's not coming from me. Yes, I made that statement, but it's on his, you know, platform. But he's not even working with us here.
He's not working with you, but he can show that this came from Bongi, and Bongi works for Adventist World Radio, and this is the type of comment that he has made, and this is a racist comment, or this is a sexist comment, or, you know, this is a comment that is very controversial. And it starts to trend. It starts to trend. Absolutely, you can be dismissed for that. Absolutely.
Wow. Yeah. Now it means that it calls for every one of us to actually use social media quite respectfully and circumspectly.
Absolutely, and I think that's the most important thing. Yes, it's very fun to tweet and post and, you know, the statuses that you may post on WhatsApp, but you need to also be responsible at the end of the day. Yeah, social media has definitely made, made employment law a little bit trickier. So you do also just need to tread with that caution. It's not free reign.
Wow.
Social media. Wow.
Quite interesting there. Well, I must thank you so much, Nonkululeko Mkhwanazi, for joining us here on the Maranatha Drive. Blessings to you and blessings to everything that you're going to be carrying out this year.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. You too.
Lovely. Thank you.
Cheers.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.